Inner Sanctum Mysteries, starring Santa Satrega, brought to you by the makers of Carter's Little Liverpool, the best friends to your sunny disposition.
Bidding you a welcome once again. Come in. Make yourselves comfortable. That is, as comfortable as you can around this very strange man we're going to introduce to you now. Yes, he's quite a character. Someone who hates you, one and all. Oh, but don't be alarmed. There are plenty of others here just as frightened as you. So do join us, because misery loves company.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries brings you one of radio's best-known stars, Mr. Santos Ortega. Tonight, Mr. Ortega appears as Gerald Hagen in Death as Floor, an original radio drama by Sigmund Miller, presented for your entertainment by the makers of Carter's Little Liverpool, the laxative with the two-way action. Everybody knows what the name Carter's Little Liverpool means. That's why, for over 60 years, folks have bought them and taken them with confidence whenever a gentle, efficient like it is indeed. Yes, and they've known, too, that the name Carter's Little Liver Pills also means added help, because they wake up the flow of a very important digestive juice. When this juice flows at the rate nature intended, it helps tone up the digestive system so that most folks can lose that marked down, grumpy, listless feeling that so often accompanies sluggish, lazy digestion. So take advantage of this time-tested two-way relief and always ask your druggist for genuine Carter's Little Liver Pills, the best friend to your sunny disposition.
Out of a tenement house on Bailey Street. Mr. Turk, one of the tenants, has just rushed downstairs from his apartment in a fury. For the third night in succession, his sleep has been disturbed by a cat howling in the alley.
Help! 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 He ain't gonna break up my sleep anymore.
That's sweet.
Oh, hello. Didn't expect to find anyone here at this hour. You're Mr. Hagen, aren't you?
Yes, Mr. Church. Who do you intend to kill with that bat?
Those blasted cats. I haven't been able to sleep for 3 nights. I'm all worn out.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Mr. Church. It isn't right to take the life of a defenseless animal.
Defenseless? What about me? My sleep is more important than the miserable life of one of these pests.
Bad luck to kill a cat.
Bad luck, my eye. Oh, I get it. You're the guy who keeps a house full of cats.
I have 3 cats.
I don't care how many cats you have or whose pet they are. They ain't going to howl anymore in this yard when I'm through with them.
I warn you, Mr. Kirsch, leave those cats alone. I tell you, it's bad luck to kill any of these beautiful creatures.
Oh, crackpot. Can't argue with a crackpot. To me, cats are disgusting. Can't even bear to touch them.
The most beautiful creatures in the world.
Maybe they are to you, but they won't be so beautiful after I get through with them.
You had better go back to sleep and leave the cats alone.
Go back to sleep yourself. Oh, what are you doing up at this hour anyway?
I had a premonition that Apollo was in danger.
The devil is Apollo.
My silver gray Persian. The fur of the finest texture.
Oh, you're nuts, Mr. Hagen. I'm going to get those cats if it takes all night.
Go back to your apartment, you fool, before it's too late.
There they are.
Go, Mr. Kirsch.
I'll miss them, but I am going to get them.
Strike at them again.
Let me go.
Yeah. I warned you.
I won't.
Leave them alone. Kill my cat, would you? Pest you call. never call them that again.
Kill anyone else who dares to lay a hand on my beloved friend.
Cool. All my enemies. I must be better.
What was your husband doing in the yard?
I told him not to go downstairs. He wouldn't listen. Death was driving him crazy. He couldn't
sleep. Did anybody hate your husband? Was he ever threatened?
Hate him? No, when he heard of my damage, he never bothered anyone. He was a good, hard-working husband.
Do you know what time he left the house?
Half past 2.
And when did you go down to look for him?
3 o'clock. I couldn't understand what kept him. He was lying in the yard on his back. His eyes open. I screamed. I can't remember anything after that. Oh, Danny. Listen to me.
That'll be all now. Come on, Sergeant. We'll go through the rest of the house. We're going to investigate every tenant in this building. This isn't a robbery. Wallet was found alongside the body. No thief would stop to empty a wallet. Anyone who committed a murder would get away from the scene as fast as he could. Let's go, Sergeant. We'll start from the first floor and work our way up.
Dan Kirsch was murdered about an hour ago.
Kirsch murdered? It's terrible.
What's your name?
My name's Gerald Hagen.
How come you didn't hear anything?
I was asleep.
You sleep very soundly.
Yes, I do.
Strange that you slept through all this.
Very common. Do you sleep at this hour? It'd be unusual if I weren't.
Hmm. Where do you sleep, Hagen?
In the bedroom.
Right, Diane.
Question was a bit obvious.
That's just a little too cool to suit me. Most anyone would be shocked and horrified being awakened in the middle of the night, told that a neighbor was murdered.
Not my nature to be excitable. I think it's a good way to be.
I'll take a look at your bed.
Follow me.
Rumpled, all right.
What are you doing?
Just feeling it. Not too warm.
I'm sorry. It's cooled off.
How long were you asleep?
I went to sleep a little before midnight.
And you heard nothing?
No, sir. Nothing at all. I can't hear anything when I'm asleep.
Are you sure you didn't hear a scream?
No, I didn't.
Let's see your hand.
A four.
I said, let's see your hand.
All right. Here they are. Nothing strange or unusual about them.
That scratch on your hand, where did you get it?
It's
you look closely, you'll see that it's a few days old.
I didn't kill Mr. Kirk. I have no reason to kill him or anyone else. I'm a peaceful, law-abiding citizen.
Did you know Mr. Kirsch?
Not very well. I nodded to him whenever I saw him.
Mr. Hagen, do you live alone?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
All right, Hagen, I guess that's all right now.
Good night, officer. I hope you find a criminal.
We will. Why don't you look where you're going? You step to my cat's tail.
I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. Sam Kirsch was killed trying to get rid of the farm cats which had been disturbing his sleep. Your cat might have been one of them.
Very possible.
You love cats, don't you?
Yes, I'm quite fond of them. I have two.
So, you have three.
That's right. There are four or five other families in this tenement to keep cats. I guess there are millions of people who want them as pets. There's nothing strange or queer about keeping pets.
Nothing strange about keeping a pet, but three is something different. I'm going now, but I'll be back. There's nothing I can pin on you, but somehow I feel that you know more than you appear to know. You look into this more thoroughly later. Good night.
Around your miserable throat and squeeze it until your eyes bulge and your face turn purple. Control myself with great effort. I can be calm when necessary. But I can also strike with the lightning speed of a cat. Beware of my foolish meddling, officer. Beware of my irresistible fury. It's you. My dainty one. You want to be correct, don't you? Being your slave, what should I do but spend upon the hours and times of your every life?
Digestive juice, usually within a half hour. This digestive juice is a vital aid in toning up a lazy digestive system and helps most folks enjoy the happy sense of well-being that goes with a normal and proper digestion of food. So next time you need relief from the gloom of irregularity and a slowed-up digestion, don't go after them in a half-hearted way. Ask for Carter's Little Liver Pills. The time-tested laxative that helps in more ways than one. Now back to our inner sanctum mystery. You'd like another minute. Oh, no. I'm sorry, but we can't keep Hagen waiting. He's so impatient, he's liable to do anything. Don't be afraid. I'm always with you. The following night in the apartment of Mrs. Jackson, a widow living with her son, Robert. She's the next-door neighbor of Hagen. The whole tenement is frightened out of its wits by the murder of Dan Kirsch, and Mrs. Jackson is no exception. She's listening to the radio.
Police working on the Kirsch murder case are in a loss. murdered man's money was discovered near the spot where the body was found, torn to shreds. Residents of Bailey Street are asked to cooperate with the police by reporting any suspicious character immediately and to take extra precautions until the criminal is apprehended. The man may be a deranged killer. And now the sports. The Boston...
Good heavens, the madman. Bobby, come here.
Yes,
ma'am. It's time for you to go to bed, darling. I have a surprise for you. How would you like to sleep in Mommy's bed?
You marry?
Yes, darling. Both of us together. And you can have a holiday tomorrow.
And I don't have to go to school?
No, you can stay home with Mommy all day. Bobby, come here.
Oh, my hand's cold, Mommy.
What's happening in this house now?
Yeah. Just got a telephone call that a suspicious looking fellow was seen going into this house. Hear anybody walking past your door?
Yes, someone seemed to be in a hurry.
But where'd he go?
Well, it seemed to me as if he were going upstairs. And I'm not sure, but I thought I heard footsteps in the vacant apartment directly above me.
Thank you, ma'am. Which one is empty box?
This one, officer. 14.
They're taking you around, all of you. Someone's liable to get hurt. Oh, here you are, sir. Lady downstairs says she heard footsteps in the empty apartment. You better take a look.
All right. Keep your gun ready. We don't know who's in there. You in there? Come on out.
You turn the knob and push the door open with my foot.
Well, there's no one in this room. Come on, we look through the rest of the apartment.
No one here.
Wait. The window's open. Leads to the roof. You go around through the hallway. I'll go through the fire escape. Did you notice anything?
No, but there sure were plenty of places to hide.
Just a minute. There's something behind that ledge.
Yeah, I hear something.
Come on out or we'll shoot. Shoot at the first thing that moves from that ledge. Any chances with a dangerous killer on the loose. Come on, we'll take another look around.
My cat.
Huh?
What have they done to my cat?
Oh, it's you, Hagen. What are you doing here?
I heard my cat scream. What have you done to him?
Well, we shot him by accident.
My beautiful Apollo. You heartless butchers.
Take it easy, Hagen, and watch your tongue. We didn't mean to kill your cat. We just aren't taking chances with a dangerous killer on the loose.
My poor father. Dead. I wouldn't let you live. I wouldn't.
Where are you going with that cat?
Leave me alone. You've done your job.
Better call the SPCA or the Department of Sanitation to get rid of that dead animal.
Department of Sanitation? You think my cat is just refuse? We got rid of like a pail of garbage? It was a living and beautiful animal. A moment ago, it had a life, a heart, consciousness, feelings, dignity. This life was as important to it as your life is to you. How dare you call it garbage?
I didn't call it anything.
Let me burn it. I'm taking my cat to my room.
You'd better get rid of it fast before it begins to deteriorate.
That's my business.
He's a queer egg, that guy. Queer enough to do anything.
Beloved friend, they killed you. The brutal, unfeeling descendants of hate destroyed you. I lay you down in your favorite cushion. They killed you. Your life meant nothing to them. Nothing at all. To them, you were only a cat. Another animal. What do they know of your superb grace, your exquisitely and silently you walked, keeping your head erect with dignity. And you, Empress, and you, Sheba, my only remaining friends, they've killed our Apollo. No more will he sit in my lap. No more will I stroke his rich glossy fur. I'm never to hear his sweet purring again.
The priest is a prodigy. He shan't go unpunished. I swear it. I'll wipe that murderer from the face of the earth. I'll kill him by degrees. Let him feel the torture suffering of slow suffocation. Squeeze the breath from him until he begs with his eyes for pity. Until the muscles crack in his throat. Until his brow becomes deaf with the cold touch of death. I promise you, Sheba, Empress, I won't rest until you're dead. Dead by my own two hands.
Hagen,
your next door neighbor. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I made you wait, Mr. Hagen,
but I'm so nervous that this place is still. You can't be too sure in this house anymore.
Every time I hear a knock on the door, my heart jumps into my mouth. I don't think there's anything more to worry about.
You don't think the maniac will come back? I don't think it was a maniac, Mr. Justin. You don't? Well, what makes you think?
Well, I don't know. I just think.
Mr. Hagen, I heard about your pet being killed last
night.
It's a shame. He was such a beautiful animal, and so smart.
He killed my pet in cold blood.
Oh, I hate them, though.
Terrible, I know, but I wouldn't hate them. After all, they didn't mean to do
it. All I know is that they shot Apollo. I'm worried about my other cat, Sheba. Have you seen her at all today?
Yes, she was in the hall a little while ago. Oh, you, Mr. Hagen, this house is giving me a nervous breakdown. I haven't let Bobby go to school for 2 days. I'm afraid I don't know what to do. I have so much shopping to do, and I'm afraid to leave him alone. Tell me, would it be too much trouble, Mr. Hagen, if I asked you to stay with Bobby while I did some shopping?
Well, of course, Mrs. Jackson. I'll get to watch him for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And it's all.
I'll just get my purse. I won't be more than 15 minutes.
That's all right. No need to worry. There's nothing special to do anyway.
Oh,
here's
the cat now. It just
walked in. Ah, here you are, my darling Sheba. Been hiding in the hall, haven't you?
Now, you be a good boy, Bobby. Don't
you, Mr. Hagen? Mommy.
So you're having a holiday, are you, Bobby?
Yes, Mr. Hagen. Mommy wants you to stay home.
What class are you
in? I'm number 184. Sitting first year, second C.
Oh, that's very good. You know any poem?
Oh, yeah, I know. Hickory, Dickory, Dock.
Let me hear it.
Oh.
Come on, don't be shy. I'll tell you what, if you recite a poem, I'll recite one also.
You proud?
Yes, I'm
proud. Right. Hickory, Dickory, Dock. The mouse ran out the prop. The prop took one, and down he ran. Hickory, Dickory, Dock.
Very good.
Now you recite.
All right. Pussycat, Pussycat, where have you been? I went to London to see the Queen. Pussycat, Pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under
her. Why? Tell me more.
All right, you know this one. Ding, dong, bell. Pussy's
little
well. Well,
you already recited one about a cat. Now tell me one about a dog.
Don't you like cats?
Oh. Well, I like dogs best. I wish I had a dog.
They're disgusting.
Well, I like dogs. Well, it kind of better than cats.
Keep quiet, you little fool. What do you know about cats? Nothing at all.
Are you mad at me, Mr. Hagen?
I don't like little boys who don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, here's your pussy, here's your pussy.
Let's go, my tail.
Oh, look at me. I can pick up the owl by the neck.
Put your hands off of your little brat. Just like the rest of your breed, I'll take care of you. You'll never hurt another boy.
What are you doing to my boy?
please.
Torment my cat, will you?
Keep your hands off me.
Neither of you will ever handle my cats again. No inside this cave yet.
Please.
Stop there, you. Don't come any nearer.
I've got a knife.
Any of you come any closer?
Put that knife down, Hagen. You haven't got a chance.
I warn you. Give away.
You haven't a chance, Hagen.
Come a little closer, Captain. I'll let you feel my fingers around your throat.
You don't put that knife down immediately. I'm going to shoot your cat.
I'll kill you.
All right, boys. There we go. There we go. Look at my cat. Take your knife. There we go. You have to run. Put the bracelet on. No one get Mrs. Jackson's last water. Take her to the bedroom. She's fainted. All right, sonny. Your mother's all right. Take him in with his mother. Oh, we got you at last, Miss Bendingham. I have been keeping a close watch on you for the past 2 days. Did you kill Dan Kirsch?
Yes, I killed him. Can I do it again? Did I kill a fellow with a bat? He got what he deserved.
Did you kill anyone else?
Yes. Last year, a fellow by the name of Weaver ran over one of my cats. I got his license number. A week later, I caught him in the hallway of his house. He'll never run over any more cats.
You're a homicidal maniac, Hagen.
A maniac, you say. Because I watch over my cats and keep them from harm. I'm the only one here with even a spark of decency. I understand the nobility of cats. The only true friends I've had. They never deserted me, no matter what happened. That's more than I can say of the human race. My partner cheated me out of my money. My wife and all my friends left me when I lost my wealth. But my cat...
They're my only true friend. Take him into the wagon, boy.
My cat! If you're the boss! If you're my cat! My cat! If you're
until this same time next Sunday evening. Now listen in, won't you, and invite your friends too also. By the way, you happen to know anyone who's looking for a pet? We have two cats roaming around here who need a good home. Their names? Eva and Empress. Well, here they are right now. I'll just put your name and address on a slip of paper and under the squeaking door. And if you want the name of a good mystery story, there's the title of this month's Inner Sanctum novel, The Death of a Novelist, by Sally Wood. During the holidays, when the spirit of giving is in the air, don't forget two ways you can give right now. That means so much. Give to the Red Cross. It needs your help as never before. And two, give to Uncle Sam. Give him more power to defend America by buying United States defense bonds and saving stamps. Buy all that you can today and every day. Well, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Attention, mystery fans. One of the first things a detective looks for is a motive, an all-important reason. What do you think it was that prompted John Gordon to say to his wife,
"If I have to show Aunt May and Uncle Tim around again tomorrow, I'll be a nervous wreck."
Why? You've been looking forward to showing them this side for weeks.
That's right. Put me in the wrong.
Well, you are. Don't you suppose they can see how grouchy and irritable you've become, even with me?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not, John. You haven't been your cheerful self for days. Why don't you see if you can't get your good disposition back again?
How can I when I feel so rosy and sluggish?
Try Carter's little liver pills.
Right, and when you don't feel good, try Carter's little liver pills. They do the work of calomel, but have no calomel in them. For they are simple pills made of vegetable drugs. They wake up the flow of one of our most vital digestive juices. When this vital juice flows at the rate of about 2 pints a day, it helps to digest our food and bring back the glorious feeling that goes with regularity. Then most folks feel like happy days are here again. But be sure you get the genuine Carter's Little Liver Pill. 25 cents at all the stores. This is the Blue Network, operated by the National Broadcasting Company.